Hare Krishna. Here we are in Turku. You can try and look it up on the map. Finland. We're here for what is known as the European Council of Religious Leaders meeting. It's something that, it's a organization that I've been connected with for some years, and it's an EU affiliate connected loosely with the EU. And the interesting part of these meetings this time is going to be really trying to, this European Council of Religious Leaders is trying to reconstitute itself, make itself more relevant, exciting, interactive with the Europe that it finds itself in today. And that's always a challenge. It's a very interesting phenomenon. Actually, when we arrived, I was telling Shambhihari about Nokia, and probably everyone's heard the word and they know what Nokia is. Nokia was the leader in mobile telephones in the world. I mean, they had lion's share, some phenomenal percentage of mobile sales. Everyone was buying Nokia telephones. But in time, they became irrelevant. They became irrelevant to the customers. They were manufacturing telephones as they wanted to manufacture them, and not aware that, well, trends were changing, and some other people were manufacturing telephones that people wanted, not what the manufacturers wanted. And so I think last year they were sort of went into liquidation, and Microsoft bought them or some aspect of Nokia, and still not really successful in reinventing itself, but that's what it is also trying to do. So how do you reinvent yourself and make yourself more relevant while at the same time being true to values? For us in Krishna consciousness, of course, that's a very important thing. It's relevant to us. We see how Srila Prabhupada was able to relevantly present Krishna consciousness to a certain audience, but Prabhupada never change the content. We're also faced with that same challenge. It's a constant challenge because the world is constantly changing. So we also need to make Krishna consciousness more and more relevant, but not change its essence. Now, how do we do that? How do we have the same type of front and center profile that our movement had, say, in the 60s, 70s, 80s. We've gone more mainstream. Some people say, well, others say, well, maybe we've gone mainstream, but we also got lost in the stream as well. No one really knows who we are, necessarily what we stand for. But perhaps we sort of become submerged in our identity with the Indian community, with the Hindu community, and that's what people think we are, whatever they may think that that is. So, reinventing oneself while keeping the essence, a real challenge. Srila Prabhupada was super expert at doing that, and similarly we have to. So I'll see how they do here, and whether it's some things that you can also pick up on and learn from. And then Friday we'll go to London. We'll be there for a few days and then back to Hungary. Unfortunately, after finally some decent weather in Hungary, warm weather here, it's quite cool. It's cloudy outside, about 9 degrees, and the drawback is that these folks don't believe in heating inside, so it's quite chilly, but no doubt we'll survive. Aside from that, everything else is very, very comfortable. Okay, gotta go. Hare Krishna.